אנחנו נשמע עכשיו דיווח מקבוצת בולגריה.
We're going to hear an update from the Bulgarian group.
Здравствуйте, уважаемый Раф.
Hello, great Raf.
Здравствуйте, мировой Кли. Здравствуйте,
hello, world Kli. Hello, friends. Thank you for the opportunity to present the Bulgarian group before the big European Congress, which will take place in Bulgaria. We feel a huge responsibility towards the world Kli about this Congress. Our desire is to connect all the friends on the next degree and to give contentment to the Creator by this. And now a few words about the history of the group. The first Bulgarian group was born over 13 years ago in 2006 as a virtual group with a few friends. It was growing rapidly after that. In 2008, we had our first Mirror Congress where 20 people took place. Since then, we started disseminating too. The first book, Kabbalah in Simple Words, was translated into Russian. We started making virtual newspapers of Kabbalah Today and translating Rav's blog. 2009, more friends joined the group, and even though this virtual format, the group is developing just as according to the model of the Israeli group, meaning we watch morning lessons, we get together, we have workshops, we deal in dissemination. The first physical big meeting we had was in July 2012 in Sofia. And in 2013, the Arava Congress. It was the first time men from Bulgaria came. In the end of 2013, we had the big Congress in the Balkan, the Dawn of the New Times. That was the title of it. Afterwards, we had the Congress where Rav also joined us, and there were about many friends from Israel and 130 friends from Europe. 2013, the Bulgarian group started its active participation in big congresses like Israel and Europe. Congress in Yash, Verona, meeting in Skopje, Macedonia, in Prague. In the last 10 years, over 30 Mirror Congresses took place, that also friends from Israel and Romania came to participate. The biggest one was in May 2019, that over 70 friends came from Israel, Romania, and the Bulgarians. First time we published Rav's. In Rav's blog, we had a publication in Bulgarian. And we have published 11 books in the Bulgarian language. The last one came out a month ago, which is the Book of Zohar, which we are very proud of. And we're expecting to also translate the Kabbalist and Shamati. Today, we have 75 friends in the Bulgarian Kli, which are 50 women and the rest are men. The group is taking an active part in all the meetings and programs of BB. We have a few centers that also disseminate broadly. We had introductory lessons, campuses, meetings, online courses. Disseminating Kabbalah in Bulgaria is also online, social networks, books, YouTube. The group of Bulgaria uses every opportunity to gather together, and the plan to expand in Varna and Dobrich from November 18th, 2018, we are publishing articles that with them we're helping our society to develop and learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. Also, the friends here take part on radio shows about the same topic. We do all this from the forces we get from the world Kli, and thanks to you, Rav. Thank you.
Сейчас несколько слов
Now, a few words about our participation, our preparation towards our World Congress. We have the privilege that it will take place in Bulgaria. We're all included in the tens meetings with the World Kli from Israel, from the Russian-speaking Kli, from Europe, from North America. We're making sure to take part in the preparation team. We've all divided up into different groups, into different teams, and we're preparing for the Congress, for the convention. There were many things to improve regarding the hosting of our students, and now we're improving that to make sure that every friend that comes, no matter where they come to, they'll be met at the train station, at the airport, the bus stations, no matter where people are going to arrive to. We will meet them and we will accompany them to the convention location. We want to give you information. Up until now, we have more than 350 students that signed up, friends that signed up. That's two-thirds of the capacity of the hotel. And I would like everyone that wants to participate in the convention in Bulgaria to hurry up and register. You don't need to fear if the hotel will fill up. We have another hotel nearby, so we'll fill that up too. And we will place the friends there. We want to ask the World Kli to have concern, to raise prayer for our friends in Turkey so that they'll be able to get visas and to come with one bus, more than 40 friends that will come to the convention in Bulgaria. And we're also participating in preparation of the Arvut team, in preparing for the convention at 5:45 a.m. This preparation is taking place. Friends are gathering from all the world clear in this meeting. And today there will also be such a meeting. Everyone is invited to take part in it. And also to you, Rav, we invite you too, if you have the opportunity, to join in this meeting. And now I would like to ask one question, if possible. A question related to the preparation of for the convention. A question to you, Rav. We have another month until the Congress. We have holidays along the way. How to tie all of that, like in a mosaic, so that it will build one preparation towards the convention. What milestones do we need in order to be able to build the complete preparation for the convention?
The question is what preparation we need. It's not a question to me.
They're asking now that all with all the holidays that are going to be what seems like different separate stones, how to connect them all to one towards the convention.
It's all the same thing. I don't see any. All the holidays that are coming are individual states of our gatherings. They all lead us to connection. That's why there's no deviation. by celebrating these holidays, we'll check as much as we hate each other. That's in the slichot, the forgivings, Yom Kippurim, Rosh Hashanah. We'll decide that we're going towards a new year. That's what was given to us. That we got this new work field. Afterwards, we have Sukkot, that obviously it's connection. Ushpizin, the guests. We'll do everything we need in order to be together. As much as we can with the whole world, Kli. And we'll start the new Torah and Simchat Torah on a new degree. It all depends on the intensity of the connection between us. In mind, in feeling, in quantity and quality, what do you want?
What do you think about friends from Israel or from the Russian-speaking Kli to come to Europe? Is it good or not?
I know whether it's limited there or not. I'm not organizing. You check how many can come and how many can't.
I heard that the hall is very big, and the hotel, like they said, there are 500, but there's another hotel. I also heard that there are about 100 people from Israel that signed up. What should be the right ratio, even in terms of numbers?
I think it's worth it. But that's a matter of expenses, whether you can or not. I think that still we've tried to choose a cheap place and a good place. We already know it. So, let's do it. I think it's a shame to miss out on it. It's not some congress in a place with some group. But also, it doesn't happen. You see what happened in Italy. It wasn't an Italian congress. And also, no, it's not a Bulgarian congress. We were already in stages that we are pushed to be in one big vessel where with less efforts we can reach revelation of the Creator. That's actually the reason for this tendency. That's what it seems like, at least. Well, we'll go for it, and that's it. For now, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Page 174 in the writings of Baal Sulam in Hebrew, item 48. Yet these levels, which emerge on the Masach during its gradual Hizdakichut, are not considered its Pashtut of real degrees, like the first level that emerged before the beginning of the Hizdakichut. Rather, they are considered Nekudot, and they are called Or Chozer and Din, judgment. Since the power of din of the departure of the light is already mingled in them. This is so because in the first partzuf, as soon as the bitush began to occur and purified the masach deguf from b'chinat daled, it is considered as having been completely purified, since there is no partial in spirituality. And once it begins to purify, it has to purify completely. Yet, since the Masach purifies gradually, there is time for the upper light to mate with it at each degree of aviyut that the Masach assumes during its Hizdakhut, until it is completely purified. Hence, the force of departure is mingled with the levels that emerge during its departure, and they are considered as only Nekudot and Or Chozer and Din. This is why we discern two types of levels in each Partzuf. Teamim and Nekudot. This is so because the first 10 Sfirot de Guf that emerge in each Partsuf are called Teamim, and the levels that emerge in the Partsuf as it purifies, after the Masach had already begun to purify, until it reaches Pe de Rosh, are called Nekudot. Again, item 48. Yet, these levels, which emerge on the Masach during its gradual Hizdakhut, are not considered Hitpashtut, expansion of real degrees, like the first level that emerged before the beginning of the Hizdakhut. Rather, they are considered Nekudot, and they are called Or Chozer, returning light, and Din, judgment, since the power of Din, of the departure of the light, is already mingled in them. This is so, because in the first Partsuf, as soon as the Bitush began to occur and purified the Masach Deguf from Pchina Dalet, the fourth phase, it is considered as having been completely purified, since there is no partial in spirituality. And once it begins to purify, it has to purify completely. Yet, since the Masach purifies gradually, there is time for the upper light to mate with it at each degree of Aviyut that the Masach assumes during its Hizdakhut, until it is completely purified. Hence, the force of departure is mingled with all the levels that emerge during its departure, and they are considered as only Nekudot and Or Chozer and Din. This is why we discern two types of levels in each Partsuf, Teamim and Nekudot. This is so because the first 10 Sfirot de Guf that emerge in each Partsuf are called Teamim, and the levels that emerge in the Partsuf as it purifies, after the Masach had already began to purify, until it reaches Pe de Rosh, they are called Nekudot.
What's interesting about it is that there's one decision. In the Zivug of Vaka, I receive in order to bestow so-and-so in the Pe'er Rosh. And on all those scrutinies, the sermons that there are. And then, from one decision, we have Tamim that go down, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Echida, that all those lights descend into the Partsuf, and also the decision by Bitush Pnimu Makif, that even though in the Toch of the Partsuf, it's felt in the Tabur, but the decision again is in Pe de Rosh, and one decision, I purify all the way from all the degree. And even though there was one decision, there are also degrees that in them the Masach purifies, and the Partsuf disappears. It's always like that. There's no more than one decision in receiving the light and one decision in the light departing from receiving it. Also in the shattering, even though a partsuf starts shattering, like in Olam HaNikudim, that the first zivug came and it started shattering, you can't stop it. It has to shatter all the way down to the last degree because there was already one decision, and it's one decision on the whole Havaya, meaning the Havaya is an essential whole thing that there can't be less or more. That's why with us too, a person can grasp himself. There's such stages that he can find himself starting to deteriorate and there's nothing he can do. He just falls and falls. It's good somehow to try to stop himself. By this he becomes experienced. But the going down itself, the falling, you can't really stop it. You have to reach the level where the whole Havaya disappears. So we should learn about it. Well, quick.
Regarding aviyut, does aviyut weaken the masach or does it give it strength?
Which kind of aviyut?
The aviyut in the guf.
If I work with aviyut and with the masach, so as much as I have more aviyut, I have more masach. So it's called that I'm stronger in order to bestow. On the other hand, until I acquire the masach on the greater aviyut, so I have great work.
So does aviyut weaken or strengthen the masach? And it purifies, there's bitush and...
It's not a question. There's no such thing. The aviyut strengthens the masach. Aviyut is a given. It's a parameter. I have to bring the intention in order to bestow upon it.
Why does the kli purify at the end?
The masach purifies. The aviyut doesn't purify.
Sorry, why does the masach purify at the end of the process? Why?
Because of the bitush pnim umakif. What she understands, it's the same famous question. He understands he can't reach gmal tikkun, and stopping in the middle is preventing the kli to reach giving more contentment to the Creator. That's why he's not right, and he has to depart from his state. It's not a state in order to bestow anymore.
He's not purified because of aviyut, he's purified because he doesn't attain the goal?
Yeah, the aviyut is beneath the masach. As if I received in order to bestow. The masach went from pe to the tabu. I can come to the tabu and say, I don't want to receive anymore. I got maximum I could. More than that will be in order to bestow or in order to receive. So, I'll remain like that. No, we can't. Why? Because if I remain in such a way, by this, I'm actually preventing from giving contentment. I'm saying, enough, that's it. Even if I can't anymore, but you're stopping your development. Gmar tikkun, what the Creator determines that it must take place, the Om Mekif that is outside the Kli, it represents Gmar tikkun for me, that I must receive the same light in order to bestow. And I say, no, I can't. You can, okay, but you're not right. On behalf of the Creator, that is Gmar tikkun. And what you just took, half a cup of water, and drank it in order to bestow, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. And then you are not right. That's why you must depart. And he purifies. Next.
Item 49. The Rishimot that remain below in the Guf after the departure of the light of Tamim are called Tagin. And the Rishimot that remain from the levels of Nekudot are called Otiyot, which are Kelim. Also, the Tagin, which are the Rishimot from the light of Tamim, hover over the Otiyot and the Kelim and sustain them. Thus, we have learned the four types of light: Te'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, Otiyot. The first level to emerge in each partsuf of the five partsufim, called Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Bon, is called Te'amim. The levels that emerge in each partsuf, once it has started to purify, until it is completely purified, are called Nekudot. The Reshimot that remain of the lights of Tamim in each level after the departure are called Tagin. and the Reshimot that remain from the lights of the levels of Nekudot after their departure are called Otiot or Kelim. Remember this in all five Partsufim called Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Bon. For in all of them there is Hizdakhut, and they all have these four types of lights.
Questions? Yes, Shai. No? Who else? None. Where is my Rachamim? Where? Well?
Lama.
Why, as much to the extent a person is purified, he needs the friends in order to project love to them from Zivug Daka on a corrected Masach on the Kli of Malchut?
Because my vessels are in the friends. I have no vessels. I only perform a restriction on myself and I'm integrated in them. And as much as I am integrated in them, that is my spiritual vessel. That's how it works. Everybody hears? That's it. Simple work. Tzimtzum on everything I have, because I'm a beast, integrating in the friends. And because what's in them, even in their beast, that's my spirituality. If I integrate in that, I'm done, I have a vessel.
Have we already been on the zakhut of the masach on the partsuf of Atzilut?
Whether we were there or not, I don't know.
I'm asking, have we been there or not?
I will not tell you such things.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. You gave me great pleasure.
There are things that you can't tell a person, because then he'll be like, "Ah, I have that already. The teacher said it. Okay, I didn't feel it, but he said so good. I have it. So, what do you get from that? I ruined your deficiency. How can I do such a thing? Here, you're in uncertainty. Yes, no, you have a prayer, a demand for the Creator to know what state you're in. And in this way, no, that's it. Thank God. I have something. Yeah.
I would like to thank you that beforehand I didn't have permission to ask. That is why I must say that if I will ask or I won't ask, it is the same. Because the Creator wants me to ask, so we will raise this holy society to Tarach in order to give him contentment to the Creator that is good and benevolent, one and unique, that he is blessed, that he created us for him. Amen.
Prayer of Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Okay. What are we? What else do we need for today? Mr. Okoka disappeared already? He goes from out the curtain. That's nice. Yeah.
So again, we will send all the announcements today about...
Don't wait for people to go into some website or something, Sviva Tova. I don't go in there. I only go to Sviva Tova. It says, what's your password? And I have no idea. What password? Do I have a password? Anybody know my password? Yeah? What? Oh, you have to send a request. Everybody has it. You see, I don't.
In short, we're not waiting for Sviva Tova. We're sending a person directly to their phone. To their phone, and also we can send it to email. He'll get it from all directions.
Send me an email. I don't know how to open my phone.
I'll email you.
I only know how to put it to my ear and put it down. Okay. So, you'll send everything. Good. In the evening, we have Zolas, and even though I think if you could come more people in the evening, so we would study something that is closer to our state. But I guess people can't come. Because, yeah, they go in the evening to all kinds of places, Mushi, tasks. Okay. Okay.
As Adayarev. Ken.
So, yeah.
I'd like to give an update about next week's schedule, Rosh Hashanah and Rabash Yortzeit. So let's have a look at the screen. Okay, we're talking about next week, starting Sunday, 29th of September. Morning will be as usual, like lesson from 3 to 6 a.m. We'll have then an afternoon lesson at 1:30 to 3 p.m. and then we'll have a festive Rosh Hashanah meal from 3 to 4 p.m.
The afternoon lesson is for women too, or only men?
Right now it's planned to have it as usual.
What's usual? Oh, women too? You're not answering. Asked for men or women, or what? You're saying usual. So now I know what the usual is. Men and women together.
Okay, let's have a look at the next slide. Looking at Monday, 30th of September, it's going to be this similar schedule to Saturday. Lesson from 4 to 8. 8 to 9, gathering of parents and children, 9 to 10 meal, then we'll continue for an afternoon lesson from 3 to 6.
Same question there.
From the morning, from 4 to 8. We're having our usual setup. And then the afternoon lesson, from 3 to 6, it's going to be open with men and women together. Tuesday is going to be the exact same schedule as Monday. And Wednesday is a regular day schedule. Thursday is a special day. The day will be as usual, but in the evening at 7 to 8 p.m. we'll have a Rabash Yortzeit meal. So again, quickly, Sunday is Rosh Hashanah Eve, which is like Friday. On Monday is, and Tuesday is similar to Shabbat schedule. Wednesday, regular, nothing's happening beyond the regular schedule, and Thursday is regular schedule, but in addition, there is a Rabash Yortzeit between 7 and 8 p.m. Israel time.
Good. So, that's everything? Okay.
So we have an evening lesson with Dr. Michael Lightman, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Israel time. Let's sing a song.
נפרדנו כך לכל תבל חדלנו להבין אחד את השני איבדנו זה את זה בקשר חיוני חצינו יבשות ומלחמות קשות עכשיו הנשמות ביחד מממשות בני שפות אנחנו מקצות עולם הגענו שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה בישראל נוהרים מכל דבל
משתוקקים רק להתחבר והתפילה תלך ותתגבר
כי הנרות דולקים בכל הלבבות
עם אש האהבה נדביק את הנשק
חלפות.